The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Chris Wickham, investment analyst at Equity Development. Chris, thanks for coming on the podcast again.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Yeah, it's been a while, but you published a note on Marks Electrical, and we're going to talk about those. Paul Hill has covered them on Vox, and I've spoken to the guys as well on the podcast, and very impressive outfit. First of all, before we get into a bit of detail here, Marks Electrical is a bit of a hint in the title there, but can you explain what they're about, Chris?
Well, we wrote a report on the company, and we called it Lighting the Touch Paper, and I think that really is, you know, just tells you a bit how we feel. I mean, this is really at the very early stage of engagement with this company and with its domestic market. I mean, Marks Electrical is a distributor of premium major domestic appliances, which has the ability to deliver anywhere in England on a next day basis and take your old one away. So if you're sitting at home one evening and watching telly and you think, oh my God, you know, I wish we had a bigger telly, and also actually the tumble dryer is just broken and it's irreparable, they can have a new TV and a new tumble dryer at your place the following day, as long as you order it by 5 o'clock. So it's an amazing performance, an amazing service, and it's, you know, it's backed up by proprietary technology. It's a very scalable model. It's got, you know, they've got a lot of room to grow, and they've got a great leadership team. But at the end of the day, this business is all about the customer. It's about saying to somebody, if you want a new tumble dryer and you order it by 5 o'clock, it's going to be in your gaff tomorrow.
Yeah. And like I said, in this day and age, you know, I mean, you know, this is a very competitive market. But I suppose it's this what sets them apart, isn't it? I mean, you know, it goes through, like, you know, the customer focus there. They're sort of almost a family business. The guy who set it up is still there. But how are they able to do this then? I mean, you know, because supply chain issues, all that kind of stuff, you know, how are they able to actually get that bit of kit to you next day?
Being the good northerner that I am, I suppose the simple answer to always that is very hard work. But the reality is that this is a company that's got an immense people culture. This is not a work-from-home career if you go and work for Marks Electrical. And everybody in the business engages with the business back in Boston Road, Leicester, on a daily basis. So all of the vans are company-owned. They come back. They take the new appliances out on the road with them. They come back with the old ones. Everybody gets the vans get serviced back at company headquarters. All of the equipment, I mean, all of the stock and inventory is kept at company headquarters, so it's all there. The sales team's there in the company headquarters. The customer service team's there in the company headquarters. All of the management strategy, the finance function, everything's there. It's all on one site, and everybody engages. And that's whether you're the CEO or have another very important function within that business. Everybody's there, everybody's on first name terms. The clue's in the name of the business, it's Marks Electrical. And that's so important. And if you go there, and I always say, you know, we can talk a lot about the brand, but I say the brand is the business, the brand is the people. And I've been privileged enough to go up to Leicester, go around the operation, and I was just stunned. There's the liveliness, the engagement and the commitment and that culture is there. So that's, I mean, nothing is left to chance in this business. Mm. And that's why if you're sitting in Sunderland at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you need a new tumble dryer the following day, you're going to get it.
Yeah. And I suppose the difference, like I said, it's quite a competitive market, I assume, but this is, you know, Mark and his team there are competing against, I suppose, faceless corporations, big organizations. And like I said, they are trading on their name, aren't they? So, you know, you've got trust in them and the brand. And I suppose, like I said, a big market, but they still only have a relatively modest share as yet, don't they?
Well, that's the opportunity. I mean, and it's also about recognition because, I mean, Marks Electrical is based in the East Midlands, and about 15% of people have heard of the business in the East Midlands. You come to London, it's more like 2%. And then when you look at London, I mean, London is the largest next day delivery market in the UK. So there's a huge opportunity for this company. But it's not just London, it's also the Northwest, it's also the Southeast, it's also the West Midlands. So there's an enormous amount of headroom. I mean, they've currently got a you know, something like a 1.2% market share in England, and this is a £5.3 billion market. I mean, so there's the headroom, you know, you're talking about 98% plus of available market for these guys to address. And that's all about building that recognition, and that recognition will come from, you know, either very proactive advertising, whether it's on social media or whether it's above the line advertising, or, you know, media, mainstream media, but also reputation. I mean, you know, it doesn't take, you know, the UK is not that big a country, and you know, you've got plenty of opportunities for people to share their very positive experiences with Marks Electrical. So there's an enormous amount of room to go for, and that's, you know, why, you know, we've got very brisk sales growth projections in our forecasts.
Yeah, well, you talk about that. That's a key area, isn't it? That trust and that, you know, and being recommended, and they've got sort of high scores on that rating, haven't they, on that side?
Yes, they have, and they're number one in the Trustpilot ratings, which I think is very important, because we're always looking to try and, you know, find objective scorecards of how well they've performed, and they are, you know, against their sort of key competitors, and that again we cover that off in the report. And that, I think, that's very important. If you're, you know, if you're ranking ahead of your major competition in terms of Trustpilot, that's good. And when we look at other companies, and we see, sometimes I think they've got priorities in different places, and sometimes they've just got a structure that isn't going to work. And so, if you go to somebody who says, you know, we're going to do a delivery, but actually, you know, they're operating off multiple sites, and they've got a warehouse, and they've got a place where they keep all of their trucks and everything like that, there's just too many moving parts in there where things can go wrong. Whereas, you know, with this business, we're talking about putting a tumble dryer into the back of a Marks Electrical owned van, you know, in the evening, and taking it to somewhere in England the following day.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, all of the people who work in the vans, they get rated by performance. They've also got an incentive, and the business, not just the person who runs the business and who has the business named after him, but all the people who work for the business, they're shareholders, and so they've got skin in the game. So this, you know, there's an enormous amount. Like I say, if you get the opportunity and you can go and see the business firsthand, you'll just be stunned by the level of engagement, and, you know, the informality of the place. But at the same time, everybody's just driven by success. And, you know, and again, I mean, that's to say, it's the secret formula of just unbelievably hard work.
Yeah, yeah. And all these qualities are playing through into the figures as well. I mean, like I said, you know, there's been good growth. The 9 months ended 31st December, 55% up to almost 60 million. And even the last 3 months, up 27% to 22 million. So it's the figures are looking good. They're growing.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that the company has a trading statement due for release this time next week. So the 12th of April, you know, everybody's going to be having a look at see what number they come up with. But, you know, we know that it's going to be a good number this year. We know it's going to be a good number next year. And we covered that off in the reports. And I think that's, you know, that's what you're looking at. Because this where we are now is right at the beginning of a journey. And this is a company that's we know perfectly well is a very good offer, but at the same time, it's only got a very small market share. And, you know, if you keep going, and it doesn't need that market to grow very much, we don't think that the market for major domestic appliances in the UK is necessarily going to fly off the handle. But at the same time, we'd say that we know that Mark's share is so small at the moment, that, you know, it's just like to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And I think that the reason it's going to get bigger and bigger is because they've got that, it is the unique nature of the offering.
Yeah.
It's
very
strong. I mean, it's you know, and this is the way things are happening going forward. I mean, people do not want to be waiting for their purchases. The moment somebody says, right, I want a new major domestic appliance, they want it in their place the following day.
Okay, and just looking at your forecast here, you've got a major uplift in sales here from around about 60 million to 80 million for 2022. So take us through the valuation here, Chris.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, and look at the valuation. But when you look at a business like this, and I mean, we consider it to be a best-in-class business, it's got an enormous amount of headroom to grow. We're expecting them to do around 20% sales growth in 2023. And based on, you know, where the share price is now, we're talking about, you know, one times, you're paying one time sales for the business based on what it's going to make in 2023. And then if you look at our fair value, which is 150, that gets to between just a little over 1.5 times for the business. So there's no question about it in our view that you're not paying very much for the business, either at our fair value, which is quite well ahead of where the share price is right now, or at the current share price.
To be honest, I don't know what's happened. The share price since IPO, its initial liftoff, like I said, it went to from 110 up to 127, 128, but it's now down at 94 pence. But you give a target value of 150, and it seems based on...
Well, it's not a target value, about price. We'd call that a fair value. Okay. And I think that makes sense, I think. You know, so when I look at the numbers, you know, what would you be paying for the business on a 150 fair value? Mm. You know, that seems to be quite sensible, because the kind of growth you're looking at is enormous. I mean, we're thinking about, you know, a 20% number in 2023. We're looking at another 22% number in 2024. I mean, and you just have to do the math. I mean, this company is sitting on 1.2% market share. Yet it's capable, through its, you know, its strong corporate culture and its sort of drivers of growth. I mean, you know, it's technology, it's distribution, it's delivery, it's focus on premium products, it's online offering. I mean, this company is absolutely in the right place at the right time, because it's like a best-in-class online deliverer of major domestic appliances.
Yeah. Marvelous. And you said they got a trading update out next week, is that right?
That's on Tuesday morning, 12th of April.
Excellent stuff. Okay, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, Chris, thanks for coming on. I'll speak soon.
Yeah, no worries. It's really good. Enjoyable to catch up. Take care. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.